seeing the videos that came out about Planned Parenthood, and a lot of you have seen those videos, my realization has been that we do not have an abortion crisis in this country. And as I see yet another mindless shooting on a campus or at a workplace, I realize we also don't have a gun crisis in this country. We have a life crisis in this country. We have people who have been so desensitized to life that they no longer understand what the choice truly is when there's an unplanned pregnancy or when something goes wrong in their life. We find ourselves discarding the most innocent of unborn lives at the rate of 2,899 a day. We see the numbers, but sometimes we forget what that looks like on a daily basis. That we have lives being lost here in our country. And so when we realize that lives are being sacrificed for convenience at such a rate, should it be any surprise to us when we see people dealing in the trafficking of human body parts? Should it be any surprise to us when we see someone taking meaningless and mindless violence into a school or into a workplace? Should it truly shock us? Should it shock us to see elderly people no longer seen as fountains of wisdom and founders of families and now as difficult or inconvenient lives that just need to simply go away? Is it any wonder that we see that? And you know why? Because we live in a society that has been told that you are meaningless. You came from a purposeless universe that just happened to put you together. And so if you have no purpose in your creation, you have no purpose in your life. And as Christians, we must communicate the simple truth that God made you. And He made you with a plan, and He made you with a purpose. And your purpose is to first figure out what that purpose is. But you have to know who your Creator is. You have to realize that there is someone who loves you and cares for you. As Christians, let us make our voices heard. But let us make first and clearly heard, there is a Creator. He has a purpose for your life, and He loves you. Take a look at Psalm 139. We're going to look at Psalm 139, verses 13 through 15. You may have seen these before. That's okay. They're still truth. Psalm 139, verse 13 through 15. For you formed my inward parts. You knitted me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret, intricately woven in the depths of the earth. You see, every pregnancy is a life. The same intentional work that we see in the book of Genesis, when the Bible says that God formed Adam and formed Eve with His own hands, that same intentional work that He used to make Adam and Eve, He used to make you. You are just as intentional, and because you have a Creator, each and every person, each and every heartbeat is a masterpiece made by a master artist, and we need to represent that to people and make them aware that every life has a purpose. That's why you see in here the fact that God formed, God knitted. You see the intricate way that God is involved in your life. So it's a baby, not when the mother decides. It's a baby because it's a baby. It doesn't matter whether you see a baby that's crawling around or whether you see a baby on the ultrasound. A baby is a baby. There's a reason that a lot of times abortion providers don't want ultrasounds used for pregnant mothers. Why? They don't want you to see what's really in there. But a baby is a baby. Not because someone decides that they want that baby, but because it simply is. You see, even in the media, some celebrity is said to have a baby bump. It's never a pregnancy protuberance. It's a baby bump. Why? Because that's what we know. We know that there is a baby. We know that there is a life. Even in Exodus 21, God declares that that's a baby. God says, if a pregnant woman is injured by two men fighting and the baby is unharmed, the man who's responsible for hitting her still has to pay some sort of compensation. But the Bible goes on. God is very, very clear about the sanctity of life and the importance, because he says in verse 22, to that baby, if there is harm, you shall pay life for life. What does God say about the unborn child? He or she is a life. That's why 38 states in our country have federal protections and state protections for the loss of a life that has not been born yet. But should we only provide legal protection for babies because their moms have called them babies? We need to understand that every life is a life. Women have been encouraged to abort because this pregnancy is going to disrupt the plans for your life. But you need to recognize that God has a plan for that unborn life as well. Continue looking at Psalm 139. Look at verses 16 through 17. Your eyes saw my unformed substance. In your book were written, every one of them, the days that were formed for me, when as yet there was none of them. How precious to me are your thoughts, O God. How vast is the sum of them. God is making clear that there are plans and intentions. This week, I had said, if you have been touched by abortion in some way or some decision, let me know. Miss Nancy Pohl was telling me that her oldest daughter called and said, Mom, we have an issue. We've got a child that is, I'm pregnant with the child, and they've told us that we might want to abort because the child may have some very serious health issues all the way up to having Down syndrome. And so my husband and I have been told by our doctor that we have this option if we want to terminate this pregnancy. And ultimately, she and her husband got together and decided, you know what? This child was given to us by God. We are going to love him no matter what. That child now just finished 4 years of military service, has started culinary arts school, and has zero complications. But yet, that life was on the chopping block because it might be inconvenient. How many lives have been lost because someone was told this is going to be difficult? Listen, that's what parenting is. Check the dictionary. It will say, this is difficult. I haven't read the dictionary lately. I'm just guessing that's in there. But verse 16 and 17 tells us, God has plans and intentions for every life. Jeremiah 1:5, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. People need to understand, God knows what's going to happen. God is ready for you. God wants to work in you. That's why he says, the days that are formed for me, how vast are the thoughts that God thinks towards me. It gives this metaphor as if God's thoughts are like grains of sand falling from heaven. How many times God thinks about you, you don't even realize. You think God's just thinking about where you should go to school or what job you should get or who you should marry or when you're going to retire. Guess what? He's thinking about you every day, multiple times a day, because he has big plans. So I wonder how many amazing days have been lost because we've allowed 57 million lives to be sacrificed in this country. Did we lose the amazing day when one of those 57 million lives found the cure for cancer? Or one of those 57 million lives found a cure for Alzheimer's? Or was the next great political reformer? Or something even greater that we can't even imagine? What have we sacrificed in these lives? We've prayed, God, take away cancer. What if God already sent us the cure? And we said no. We must be purposeful. This morning, I want to share with you a testimony on the video screen. Shelly, knows the reality of an unplanned pregnancy, while at the same time realizing that God had future plans even for her unborn child. I'd like to allow Shelley to share those words to you herself.